today's outlook. Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues, but reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags! For more information, check out our website.
And don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues, but reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags! For more information, check out our website.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues, but reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags! For more information, check out our website.
And don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues. But reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags, too. That's
weather is next. Your current conditions. Today's Outlook. Tonight's Forecast. The 7-day forecast.
And don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues. But Reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags, too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags! For more information, check out our website.
And don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues, but reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags, too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags! For more information, check out our website.
to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues, but reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags. For more information, check out our website.
And don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues, but reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags. For more information, check out our website.
Thank you. weather is next. Your current conditions. Today's outlook. Tonight's forecast. The 7-day forecast.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues, but reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags! For more information, check out our website.
And don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues, but reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags! For more information, check out our website.
Thank you.
don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues, but reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags! For more information, check out our website.
And don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues. But reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags too.
Weather is next. Your current conditions. Today's Outlook. Tonight's Forecast. The 7-day forecast.
And don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues, but reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags! For more information, check out our website.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues, but reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags! For more information, check out our website.
Thank you.
don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues, but reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags, too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags. For more information, check out our website.
And don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues, but reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags, too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags. For more information, check out our website.
Thank you. Weather is next. Your current conditions. Today's outlook. Tonight's forecast. The 7-day forecast.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues, but reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags! For more information, check out our website.
And don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues. But reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags. For more information, check out our website.
We'll be right back.
don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues, but reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet, you may need to transition to using plastic bags from products such as bread bags, newspaper bags, and produce bags. You will probably continue to receive some plastic shopping bags from takeout food and other exempted uses, as well as from shopping in other cities where plastic bags are not restricted. Alternatively, pet waste bags are available for purchase at local stores. And don't forget to bring your bags! For more information, check out our website.
And don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues. But reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags, too.
Weather is next. Your current conditions. Today's Outlook. Tonight's Forecast. The 7-day forecast.
And don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bag.
Don't forget to bring your bags.
Starting March 1st, 2016, retailers will be restricted from providing single-use disposable plastic carry-out bags to customers. The measure passed by the City Council is similar to ordinances adopted over the past several years in the cities of Seattle, Issaquah, Bellingham, Shoreline, and Mercer Island. The Kirkland City Council voted to restrict single-use plastic bags to reduce the use of throwaway plastic products. Most bags are ultimately thrown away, even if reused as pet waste bags or trash can liners, and are not recycled. Paper bags are organic, so they can decompose and do not cause the same pollution issues, but reducing waste means cutting down on the use of paper bags too. That's why the city urges all retailers to encourage their customers to shop with reusable bags and is incentivizing customers through a 5-cent charge on all paper bags. Bags used by customers inside stores to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, candy, or small hardware items are still allowed, as are bags to wrap frozen foods, ice cream, meat, or fish, flowers, and other items where dampness is a problem. Newspaper and dry cleaning bags are allowed as well. The requirements only apply to bags provided to customers at checkout to carry away purchased items. Bags sold in packages containing multiple bags are not prohibited. If you do get a paper bag, reuse or recycle them when you get them, or donate clean ones to your neighborhood food bank. Using paper bags to store and carry food scraps to your food and yard waste cart is an easy way to manage your food waste. If you currently use plastic shopping bags to clean up after your pet,